This is KUT. A legal battle over some of the state's political districts is not over. About half a decade ago, a group of Texas voters sued the state claiming the legislature's 2011 redistricting map discriminated against minorities. About 2 years ago, there was a trial. But since then, nothing has happened. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The state's political districts have been the subject of contention for a while now, and there are a lot of reasons for that. For one, some voting advocates say the state is divided in really partisan ways, and it's made people less interested in voting here. Here's Grace Chemaine with the League of Women Voters of Texas.
There's not as much competition in Texas as there are in other places, and there's not much competition in races sometimes because of the way that the maps have been configured. And that makes it so people feel as though, what's the point? My person never wins, I'm not gonna try.
Another argument is that the way Texas lawmakers have drawn districts, particularly after the 2010 census, made it really hard for the state's growing minority population to get a growing share of congressional representation. And that argument has been the driving force of a legal challenge, a challenge that is still not resolved. There have been some bumps in the road slowing this lawsuit down. For example, parts of the Voting Rights Act were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, which complicated things. But there was eventually a trial. And now, 2 years later, nothing.
That part of it is very unusual, where a court would allow elections to go forward in 2014 and now 2016 under a plan that's under legal challenge, and an interim plan is still in effect. We really have left a lot of the lawyers scratching their heads about what the court is actually doing.
That's Jerry Hebert, an attorney representing the voters challenging the state's maps. Hebert says this has all been pretty frustrating. Around the same time this lawsuit was filed, a challenge to the voter ID law was also filed. But that case has been all but settled, and this one hasn't. Hebert says about 1 or 2 months ago, he even filed a motion with the federal court in San Antonio asking for a hearing to get a status update on the case.
And we haven't heard anything back from the court, even though the motion was not opposed by any party in the case, including the Texas Attorney General's office. I think all the parties in the case are anxious to find out why we are where we are and how to get the case moving again.
As Hebert mentioned, the state is using some interim maps, which were supposed to be a placeholder until three federal judges ruled on the case.
We know that the 2016 elections will go forward under the same old plan, which is supposed to be a temporary plan that's now been in effect for the 2012, 14, and 16 elections. It's frankly just very disappointing.
Hebert says until the judges grant a hearing for an update, no one knows when the court will rule on this case. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.